Hey, good afternoon. I was tempted to say good morning, but my body is in the mountain time zone. So, anyway, thank you all for being here. Our first time at the Festi. Yeah. Ah, we love it. We love it so far. Anyway, that's a little it's an old bluegrass number, and we start off with a thing we wrote called "If That Was Love." And I wanted to introduce some of the band members to you since we haven't been here before. We don't have time to introduce everybody. We just some. Yeah, we have some limitations here. But let's start off with the guy over here with the largest instrument, and he's a guy who. Well, he's a not only a great bass player, but he's a wonderful songwriter. Wrote a whole bunch of songs on the String Dusters' latest release, and yeah. Good friend of the band, and getting songs recorded by all sorts of different people. And he lets us do some of them, too. We're going to do one of his right now, or one that we wrote together. And this guy is also, recently, he's gone way up into bluegrass politics. He's now the chairman of the board, or el presidente.
The grand poobah.
The illustrious potentate.
Of the International Bluegrass Music Association. This is John Weisberger.
Thank you.
What does, just to explain what that means, he talks on the phone a lot as we head down the road, and we hear a lot of things we probably shouldn't hear. And now in order for us to talk to him, we have to request an audience, so.
Really, the only condition is just as long as you're always facing me, it's okay when you leave. We're gonna do a song, as Chris said, and this is a little kind of appropriate actually for the venue. This is a couple of years ago. I got involved in writing some songs for a collection of new songs about the Civil War, and wrote a bunch of songs for that called the 1861 Project, and that was, people really seemed to like that. So I came back and wrote some more for another album. We did not call it the 1862 Project. We call it the 1861 Project Volume 2, and it focuses on the Irish-American experience in the Civil War. There were a lot of Irish-Americans on both sides of the war, so there are a lot of good stories. In this one, we kind of imagined a young fellow from Ireland who's fighting on the Union side in Virginia. So you'll notice in the middle there's a line about Virginia Knights that you want to pay close attention to. He's writing back home, and it's called Letters to Brendan.